Most Americans are five generations removed from the farm, and each generation gets a little farther. Some people still view farmers as the old guy on a rinkety tractor with overalls.
And that's not the case at all. We're just like everyone else, we just have different jobs. We're normal.
The core of it is still growing and producing something, but the way we do it has changed.
We've got way more technology, we've got way better equipment.
If this is representative, you have more melons than I have.
The global demand for food is growing.
As a younger generation, we have to find some way to keep up with that and maintain that.
Farming is an inherently risky business.
It's high risk, high reward.
I've been broke more times than you'd want to know.
If the market drops or sales are getting rejected,
let me see what I can do.
It's a very real concern that you lose everything. And so what do you do?
It's all at the mercy of the weather.
A few less inches of rain is the difference between a good crop and no crop.
Have you found anything?
I'm not even finding a seed.
Just trying to keep my head above water some days.
You leave a lot up to Mother Nature.
And Mother Nature never takes a day off.
I live for the future, and so I farm for the future. Because my time's up. It isn't about me. It's about the next generation.
Lots of people talk about how hard they work, but until you know a farmer, you don't know what hard work is.
Basic needs for food don't just appear in a grocery store.
We spend so much time and so much effort into making something happen. And when it finally does happen, we're pretty proud of it.
It's what I do, it's what I love. Anybody that knows me is gonna say farmer.
Some days the kids are riding with me on a tractor and I'm still at my job. I'm living my dream.
Just a sample of what you'll see in the film Farmland by award-winning director James Maul being shown at the Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. We have with us from the Lorain County Community College, Cindy Kushner. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
And also from the Lorain County Farm Bureau, Amanda Dennis Diedrich. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It sounds like a very inspirational, informative type of a documentary. Cindy, let's talk with, this is the second one, I guess, in a sort of a series. What is this collaboration going on between the college and the Farm Bureau?
Well, what I would say is we're just looking for ways to strengthen our work together and our support, not only to farmers, but also those who might be interested in sort of dipping their toe into becoming farmers. So those who have that interest, whether that to be a farmer themselves or to work in the agriculture industry in some way. So we want to connect those in conversation so that we can support one another.
Is that related to understanding what people do so that we can be good neighbors to each other, or it has to do with sort of economic impact and that sort of thing?
Well, from my viewpoint, it's certainly all of that. And probably much more, but that's certainly part of it. But the economy of the agriculture industry, I think, is you know, deeply important and understanding it, because I think a lot of us really don't, or it's just, you know, at a very high level may have an understanding. But it's, as we learned from our last discussion, very complex.
Amanda, could you tell me a little bit about your farming history involvement, not only with the Farm Bureau, but in as far as the family farm is concerned?
I grew up on a small family farm in southern Lorain County, and right now my husband helps out on his family farm, which is a dairy farm near Pittsfield. And I think family farms are dwindling, if that makes sense. Farmers are less than 2% of the population. So we just wanted to show this film to kind of show you what a farmer has to go through and how much they really love their job, I guess you could say.
For Cindy or Amanda, I saw in the news release that farming is the number one, I don't know what you want to call it, business industry in Lorain County. Is that so?
That is correct. And actually, statewide, it's the number one industry in Ohio. The food industry and agriculture in general employs 1 in 7 people.
Amanda, in terms of farming, owning a farm, operating a farm, do you think there is a common what would be a common misperception maybe of non-farmers toward Ohio farmers? Would there be one?
Yes, I think there could be one. you know, the kind of the little clip from Farmland that you showed says that, you know, they think that farmers is just that old farmer on his old tractor, and there's so much technology involved in agriculture, and this film just shows a little bit of that. It kind of takes you through one season with several younger farmers and ranchers from around the nation.
Would there be sort of like a number one problem or issue facing farmers in Ohio today?
Oh, there's many, but I don't know if I would be able to pick out the number one problem. Education and promoting themselves is always something that farmers are trying to do, but usually they don't have time. You know, they're too busy on their own farm to be telling their story. But I think truly a lot of people just want to know their story.
We're talking today with Cindy Kushner from Lorain County Community College, also Amanda Dennis Diedrich from the Lorain County Farm Bureau. They have a screening or showing of Farmland, a 2014 film that James Maul has put together, talking with farmhands, firsthand looks at young farmers and ranchers as well, showing their problems and interesting. I know the education aspect for the college is always is key to something like this. Is there things that are taking place at the college related to education, even related to farmers and that aspect too?
Absolutely. So we have a couple programs that directly connect that are credit-bearing, like our sustainable agriculture program. So we have a certificate as well as an associate degree in sustainable agriculture. And then our culinary program has been very connected through Farm Bureau and several of its members in the whole farm-to-fork movement. So our culinary students have been out on the farms and invited by several farmers in the area to see firsthand what they do and how it relates back to our culinary program. So they're learning so much from the farmers. And then in addition to that, at our Wellington Center, the LGCC Wellington Center, we've been working with Farm Bureau to put together an agricultural technology series, so seminars where farmers can learn how to best use and maximize the equipment and technologies on their equipment. So that's just a couple things that we have in the works.
We hear in the farming business it's all generational, and you have to make sure that there's the next generation, not only that the farm is successful, but that you have the manpower or the people wanting to do that. Is that a challenge that you find, Amanda, related to the farms? Who is this farm going to be cared for in the future, or is there an interest in staying on the farm, so to speak?
Yes, that is a challenge that farmers in the area are having. You know, a lot of people joke that you have to either be born into farming or into a farm or marry into it. And sometimes there isn't that interest from some people to do that or from the next generation even to carry on the farm.
It seems, though, it would be difficult to start up a farm. In other words, if you had to get all of the equipment and all the things that are needed to run a successful farm and start from zero, it almost seems impossible. And that's why it seems like the kind of generational aspect is the only really way that you can maintain it.
Yes, you're true. That is true. It is very hard to kind of get started, especially if you want to acquire land, because land is a great commodity that is shriveling away. Right. How about that?
I understand. Absolutely. You see that too. Of course, the county itself, you know, we always wonder how much land there is still left in this county to farm and will continue to be farming. If people want to get into this discussion and see this film, Cindy, how do they go about doing this? I know this is a free event, but you at least like to get a head count, don't you?
Well, we do have a site set up for RCC, so we're trying to get a handle just so we have enough seats and we, you know, we can accommodate everyone. But it is free and open to the public. And if you go to LorainCCC.edu/Farm Bureau, there is an RSVP link. So if you could, we'd love it if you'd RSVP. But if not, we welcome you with open arms. And it's this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. in Stocker Center, which I think you mentioned.
Right. Now, I see it's at the Culinary Arts Center. Is there any food? Is there a food component anywhere? I'm just asking. I always wonder.
Yes. We did reach out to our culinary arts students, and we're told that there will be some light refreshments as well.
I see.
So we look forward to seeing what they've prepared for us.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like it'll be, if people come, very informative, interesting. It's always good. And again, you're looking to have anybody interested in being part of this discussion to take part. And, of course, you can always find out more from the Lorain County Farm Bureau, too, to see how they help support our local farmers. Amanda, Dennis Diedrich, and Cindy Kushner, thank you for joining us today, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.